From Minnesota Public Radio, this is Grammar Grader. It's the podcast about words, grammar, and usage for the information age. This week's episode, Acts of the Apostrophe. This week, we're going to talk about apostrophes, which have two basic functions, possessives and contractions. To get things started, let's go back to our local supermarket.
Oh, you again?
Yeah. Hi.
Did you happen to see the price on these carrots?
Yeah, they were 79 cents a pound. I remember clearly because the sign actually read carrots, but, you know, with an apostrophe S.
Gee, that's a great story.
Yeah, but you don't really need an apostrophe S on a word like carrots.
Buddy, there's something else I don't really need, and I think I'm looking at them.
Right, gotcha.
In this situation, our hapless shopper has come across what grammarian Lynn Truss calls the greengrocer's apostrophe, so named because of those handwritten signs in markets that announce carrots or apples, where these words end in apostrophe S. In actuality, no apostrophe is needed to pluralize these words. As it turns out, the apostrophe is pretty much never used for plurals. The apostrophe indicates possession. For example,
Amy's cat, A-M-Y, apostrophe S.
Apostrophe also indicates missing characters, as in contractions.
Will not becomes won't, spelled W-O-N apostrophe T.
Or in abbreviated numeric references.
Today we're going to talk about the best films of apostrophe 07.
The apostrophe has a few other minor roles, but the two, possession and missing characters, are the big ones. There are a lot of times when using the apostrophe to make a plural seems needed, but isn't. For example, referencing decades doesn't require an apostrophe. It's simply 1990s, written as 1990s, as in,
I recently bought a CD collection that's all the hits of the 1990s.
Same thing goes for initialisms, CDs, DVDs, and PCs, for example.
Hits of the 1990s, you say? How many CDs are in that collection?
No apostrophes needed. Here's another situation that can cause confusion.
My husband wanted a sign to put above our front door.
I wanted it to say, the Andersons.
But when it came time to make the sign,
we couldn't figure out if it should read Anderson apostrophe S?
Or Anderson's S apostrophe.
So we just got a nice potted plant instead.
As it turns out, putting family names in the plural doesn't require apostrophes. Morrissey and Johnny Marr had it right when they called their band The Smiths. It was just S-M-I-T-H-S. For days of the week, the same rule applies. Just add S. Mondays, Tuesdays, etc. For example,
Grammar Grader comes out on Thursdays.
Ooh, shameless.
Words ending in vowels don't use apostrophes to become plural either. Just add S or ES. The word pro simply becomes pros, P-R-O-S. Words like potato take on ES to become potatoes. Meanwhile, gross words like bacterium and fungus have specific rules about plurals, none of which use the apostrophe. The best rule of thumb is to avoid apostrophes when pluralizing words and just add S or ES. It saves time. It saves keystrokes.
And it'll save you some trouble in the checkout aisle.
Do you want paper or plastic?
Canvas tote bag. Remember?
Good grief. Jeez, 10 more minutes and I am out of here.
This has been Grammar Grader from Minnesota Public Radio. Source material for this episode comes from the book Eats, Shoots, and Leaves by Lynn Truss, from The Elements of Style by William Strunk Jr. and E.B. White, from the Bloomsbury Grammar Guide by Gordon Jarvie, and from the Gregg Reference Manual by William A. Sabin. All of these books can be found at publicradiomarket.org. Thanks as always to Corey Bussey and Amy Alt, the Grammatis Personae players. Our editor is Jen Houck. Our producer is Brett Baldwin. Technical assistance by Mark Hintz and Melinda Driscoll. Executive producer is John Pearson. I'm Luke Taylor. Thanks for listening. For a written version of this episode, go to minnesotapublicradio.org and click on Grammar Grader in the Programs menu. And if you like Grammar Grader, participate in the discussion, give feedback, and share your thoughts at grammargrader.gather.com.